Now I'm joined with fifth year students Ellie Baker and Kane Hutton. They're from Grange Community College, locally here, to talk about their recent project involving internet security. Good afternoon, Ellie and Kane. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
No, yes, you're most welcome. Ellie, I'm going to start with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Tell us, how did all this whole thing come about? Whose idea was it? Did it come from Grange Community College itself?
Well, actually, last year, one of our prefects in the school did it, like, with one of the teachers, Miss McMahon. So she would be great for me and Kane to do it then this year because we are also prefects. So it was suggested to us, and then we applied online to do it then. And then with a successful application, we got through to the programme.
Excellent. Okay. Kane, I'm going to move on to you. So you both went into Google and you were trained by Webwise. Tell us all about it.
So basically, we were brought into Google's headquarters in town, and they basically had us sit down and introduced us and told us what the plan of the day was, and then they separated us into groups with these Webwise trainers who basically just walked through a book with us, gave us some ideas for games and stuff to bring back to the school. And we also were like separated into people, like with people we hadn't a clue. So me and Ellie weren't like in the same group, right?
Okay. And how much time did you need to spend in Google to become fully trained on this?
We spent a day. Like, we spent a full day on just running through all ideas, and at the same time, our teacher was upstairs as well, and she was being trained on other things, so we could all like come back and bring our ideas together.
All right. And Ellie, how did you find the training in Google yourself?
I found it very interesting and very good. It was good to get to know people as well out in Google, because obviously we weren't on the same team, so we got to make loads of new friends out there as well.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
Yeah, we were learning that Google trainers, like Webwise, had a pack of trainers and they were all our age. So it was good to learn from people our age, because we got to know how to talk as if we were all the same age. Like, it wasn't like we were learning from this one big scary person. It was all like real good, nice, flown, great atmosphere today.
All right. What's it like in Google, Ellie? How many people working there? Big place?
Yeah, it was very big. It was fast moving, but it was good for us to see what was going on in a big place like that.
Okay, and when did you undertake the training in there? A couple of months ago, was it?
It was on the 15th of January.
All right. Oh, not too long ago. Okay.
Yeah, not too long.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you actually have a very big interest in IT yourself?
Well, we do a lot with computers in school, and we've done the ECDL course last year and fourth year, so we all are really involved in computers in the school. So yeah, we are kind of really interested in stuff like that, yeah.
And would you like to work in IT in the future?
I don't know whether I'd work in it, but I'm really interested in it. It wouldn't be something that I'd knock off the book straight away.
All right, okay. How about you, Kane? Would you have a big interest in IT, and would you like to work?
Well,
working
I don't know about working, but, you know, I do really like electronics and stuff like that and messing about with things, so I wouldn't mind possibly looking into it, but, you know.
All right. Kian, tell us about, like, in your view, the importance of safety on the internet.
Well, with the online, like, basically anyone around the world can get to you. So, like, really about having safety on the internet is about protecting yourself from, say, nasty people who are just basically trying to put you down. And you don't know where this could be coming from. You don't know whether you're talking to, say, a 5-year-old, or if you're talking to someone that could be 40 years old or up. Like, so you'd have to basically just keep yourself safe and make sure you know who you are talking to, and just take the right precautions.
Yes, I understand and see where you're coming from. As some of people say, Big Brother is watching as well, on the other side of the coin. Ellie, tell us, how were you involved in the, you know, facilitated workshops in the school around internet safety?
Well, in the school, we all came together. We formed a Safer Internet Day team. So as a team, we all sat down, discussed, and like me, Kane, and Ms. McMahon, the teacher. we discussed what we were going to do and how we'd put this forward to our juniors in the school. So during Wellbeing Week in the school, we decided that we'd go into all the SPHE classes and we ran like a little mini workshop for the 40 minutes. And we just talked about your digital resilience and your data footprint and little stuff like that with the first and second years in the school. So we were just talking to them about like loads of little stuff like that. And then obviously then Save for Instance Day came around on the 11th of February. So we had a big workshop then that day. We ran through the whole day. We had all the first year classes come down and then we done an anti-bullying poster campaign.
Yeah, well, fair play to you. Well done. Cian, how did you feel being involved in the workshops at school?
We basically just had to make sure everything was, like, we had the right rooms, like, make sure we had the right equipment and stuff. So it was kind of just making sure we had everything set up, made sure the right classes were coming up to us at the right time and stuff, and just helping out when we like needed it. So when we were running, say, walking the base and stuff, I'd say that you didn't have someone to argue against, so I'd stand on the other side and see if they could persuade me onto their side and stuff.
All right. And what kind of response or reaction did you get from the, you know, the other students in the school to the workshops?
It was actually very good. Most of them took it in, and we could tell when we done the poster competition. Like, some of them were fantastic, and some of the stuff they put in, it really shows that they actually did listen and they took in what we were saying and put it down on paper and showed us that, you know, we've actually done something to show what internet safety is.
All right. Ellie, got to move back to you. What classes in the college are the workshops aimed at? Only fifth and sixth year, perhaps, and maybe transition year students?
They were actually aimed at our first and second years because, obviously, with them only being introduced onto online, they'd be all starting their social media accounts and stuff like that. So we thought to catch them while it's early to let them know what's going on online and how to act online with social media and even stuff like YouTube and all that sort of stuff. So we really kind of just wanted to get it through to them to be safe online.
All right. So I was way off there, wasn't I? Ellie, if you don't mind me asking, tell us all, how are you managing your time and study with schools now being closed?
With the schools being closed now, we're kind of just taking it as it's going with the online classes. But luckily, our school has set up the Schoolology app, so all of us are doing online classes with our teachers on that. And we're kind of just going day by day to try and get the stuff done, stay on top of it. And it seems to be going well for us because we're all kind of getting the stuff done still while we're at home.
Oh, that's great. How about yourself, Cian? How are you managing time and study?
Yeah, no, it's actually grand. Because they pretty much gave us a day in advance to know that the schools were shutting down. So we got to bring home all that stuff. And then, of course, teachers are sending us emails on joining this class and joining other apps now. So you can basically keep up with your work and make sure you're keeping up to date and you're not falling behind.
All right. I'm going to ask, just before we wrap it all up here, I'm going to ask both of you this question. And whoever decides to go first, so it be. Now, be very careful how you answer this because your school principal or some teachers may be listening in. But tell us, what is it like, you know, to be a student at Grange Community College?
I'm going to answer this first, okay?
Yeah, sure, sure.
I think being a student at Grange Community College is great for all of us because it's a very open school. Like, we all, well, we're all friendly, we all talk to the teachers, like, it's a great atmosphere in the school, and I think that's one of the best qualities. School is so friendly and open, we all are to each other.
Okay, how about you, Cian?
I really like it because they really have something for everyone. Like, I'm a very athletic student, so they have loads of sports to play. Like, I play most of them. I play Gaelic football, basketball, volleyball, and all that. So they kind of just have some fun. Like, even for, say, the less athletic students, they have game clubs, they have chess, they have loads of other stuff for everyone, really.
Yeah, you both make me want to go back to my teenage years and go to Grange Community College. Yeah. Right, so we're going to leave it at that. And thanks, Ellie and Cian, for joining us today. And all the very best to both of you. And take care out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. All the best. Bye-bye. Now, that was two fifth-year students, Ellie Baker and Cian Hutton from Grange Community College. They joined us to talk about facilitated workshops available for internet radio security. And they also just briefly mentioned how they're managing their time and study with schools being closed.